Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida-friendly landscapes. You don't have to be an expert gardener or landscaper to create a Florida-friendly yard. All it takes is a willingness to learn and a desire to build a beautiful yard that helps protect Florida's environment. Florida-friendly landscapes work with the environment and tend to take less maintenance. They are based on the 9 principles of the Florida Yards and Neighborhoods program. Florida-friendly landscaping can blend attractively into any community or landscaping plan. Decide how much grass you need and replace the rest with low-maintenance ground covers and shrubs. Create large, naturally mulched areas around trees. They'll look nice and won't need raking or trimming. Add a water feature for wildlife and choose plants that require less water and have fewer pest problems.
Celebrating 5 years of bringing you great Florida-friendly gardening tips, Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. To learn more, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com.
Today on Gardening in a Minute, starting your landscape design. Designing your own landscape can be a rewarding and fun experience, but before you start drawing a master plan, remember that planning can make all the difference. First, spend some time thinking about how you plan to use your garden. Next, inventory your site. Walk around and mark down what you want to keep or change. Note plants, soil types, views, pathways, and other elements. Pay special attention to sun and shade patterns and drainage. Take rough measurements and draw a map of your site. Include the house and other buildings, utilities, driveways, and paths, and any landscape elements you want to keep. Finally, use the information you gather during the site analysis to start drawing ideas on your site map. Remember to put the right plant in the right place.
Celebrating 5 years of bringing you great Florida-friendly gardening tips, Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. To learn more, visit gardeninginaminute.com.
Today on Gardening in a Minute, using color in the landscape. Everyone loves color in the landscape, but it can be overused, leading to visual chaos. Choose your colorful accents carefully and make them the focal point of your garden. One option is to choose colors from the same family, like cool blue and purple, or warm yellow and red. You can also pick colors for contrast, or simply choose a color you like. Although annuals and perennials are popular, don't overlook the flowers, foliage, and fruit of trees, shrubs, and vines as color sources. Consider color not only in plants, but also in hardscape elements like arbors and brightly colored pots. These features can be painted or come in a variety of hues to complement plantings. Remember that colorful accents can change with the seasons, so plan for color throughout the year.
Celebrating 5 years of bringing you great Florida-friendly gardening tips, Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. To learn more, visit gardeninginaminute.com.
Today on Gardening in a Minute, anticipating insect pests. We all want our landscapes to be our little slice of paradise. The problem is that sometimes insect and disease problems damage or even kill some of our plants. The most important thing you can do is to learn to anticipate what problems you might incur before they strike. You can do this by knowing what key pest problems affect the plants you have in your landscape. We know certain plants have key pest problems. When you're on the lookout for these pests, you can avoid serious damage to your plants and may be able to avoid spraying at all. This is just part of an integrated pest management, or IPM, plan, which helps to keep our plants in acceptable condition without damaging our environment. By practicing IPM, you can protect your plants and our world.
Celebrating 5 years of bringing you great Florida-friendly gardening tips, Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. To learn more, visit gardeninginaminute.com.
Today on Gardening in a Minute, ornamental gingers. Gingers are a diverse and beautiful group of plants frequently used in Florida landscapes. Gingers are perennials that reproduce through underground stems and do best in rich, moist soil. They're typically low-maintenance plants with attractive foliage and long-lasting, colorful blooms that make great cut flowers. Gingers do well in sun or shade. There's a ginger to fit any part of your landscape. Peacock gingers are often used as a ground cover. Hidden gingers can vary in size from small to quite large, and butterfly gingers are often tall, filling the air with their intoxicating scent. In north and central Florida, many gingers will go dormant in the winter, but will return with the warm weather. If you like a tropical feel in your landscape, try one of the many ginger choices.
Celebrating 5 years of bringing you great Florida-friendly gardening tips, Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. To learn more, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com.